Hello there, little lady.
Hi, sir.
Are your parents at home?
Daddy's at work, and Mommy's upstairs in the attic. She's been bad.
I see. So, what's your name, little lady?
Ramona.
Well, Ramona, could you get your mommy for me?
Nope. Mommy bites. Daddy says we've got to keep her up there for her own good.
Excuse me?
When I go near the door, she growls. I don't love Mommy like I love my daddy.
You don't say. Ramona, I really need to speak to your daddy. Do you know when he'll be home?
Soon, I think. You can wait inside if you like. Daddy won't mind. I'm drawing pictures with my crayons.
That would be great. Thanks.
Shit,
I should
crayons?
Check the place over while I've got the chance.
Yeah, let's get in on that crayon action.
What are you drawing, Ramona?
Pictures of Mommy and Daddy.
Let me get a better look here. Alright, so there's like an orange Great Cthulhu up there. She's got the Elder Sign. I'll say that's Dagon in purple down there. And then there's a burning house. That's kind of fucked up. Alright.
It won't budge.
Not really what I had in mind when we were discussing drawing, but you gotta do what you gotta do. You mind if I go check up on your crazy mother who bites people?
An old chest of drawers. Nothing of interest. It's a recent family photo. The corner's been torn off. I can only see Thomas and Ramona Waits in the picture.
That's probably
an old chest of drawers. Nothing of interest.
Woo.
The door's bolted shut. It won't budge.
Alright, I'm apparently having like a... Look at that. That kind of makes me nauseous. I wish he wouldn't do that. Why is he losing sanity? Or something? I don't know. Should I try unbolting it? I feel like that's a terrible idea, but it's what I have to do, so... That... I'm kind of like the character in a horror movie that you yell at. But I'm in control of it. And yet, I'm really not in control of it. Alright, let's do it. Well, this will be good. You ready for jump scare? 3, 2, 1... Oh, how did I know that? I've never played this before, by the way. Live commentary, there you go. Oh, shit. Wow, that thing was kind of mean looking.
Get out of here.
Like, it looked like it had teeth. If that was a deep one, deep ones aren't supposed to have teeth. They're like frog people. Frogs don't have teeth, right? 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 Yeah, apparently I just had like a mental break or something. I don't know. I snapped. But I'm all better. Let's go check out this hovel.
Looks like a diary.
Oh, you know we gotta read this shit. Diary of Thomas Waite. Last entry in the diary is from today. It reads, "Another sleepless night. I lay awake, listening to the movements of that thing that I married pacing about her locked room. Damn the esoteric order of Dagon. Damn the oaths. And damn the town fathers for not hanging Obed Marsh when they had the chance. No, burning him. Him and his whole filthy clan. Wish I could just leave. Abandon my sham of a marriage. Leaving the store to rot. Start a new life far, far away. But I'm trapped here. Every time I look at Ramona, I know it. Watching her sleep. In her beauty and innocence, my heart feels like breaking. She has no idea of what she will become. Yesterday was her 10th birthday. Change cannot be far off. Her birth gave me such joy. So much that I still use the month, day, and year as the 4-number combination for my safe. In that order, starting clockwise. How very specific in your diary. Thank you. It is though I am trying to preserve that date forever and deny the inevitable horror. I sometimes think of killing her. An act of mercy before she starts to manifest the horror. God forgive me. But she is my daughter. I could never harm her. She is blameless in all this. When the time comes, Innsmouth will be the only place for her, and until then I must stay here to watch over her. It is my penance, my atonement for creating her life with her chosen mother. After she joins them, if the grief does not kill me, my life will be my own once more. Not that I know how I will have the strength to go on without her. How very morbid and depressing. But it did give us one piece of information. In that the combination to his safe is her birthday in a specific order. But I don't know her birthday. So we'll have to look up on that.
It won't open.
There's... Okay. Careful now, Jack. You already let this thing out.
Oh, God. No!
They've taken the last thing I loved away from me.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize what was up there. What the hell was that thing?
There's no time to explain. They'll be here soon. Listen to me closely. You've been the talk of the town all day, asking after the Burnham lad. I heard he never made it to Boston, that he was copped by the Order of Dagon.
Did he pocket anything from the store's safe?
Thankfully, no. It's sturdy. He'd never have wrenched it open with a crowbar. There's something in there that needs protecting from the Order. You've got to get it out of Innsmouth. Take the key to the back of my store. The safe combination's in my diary, upstairs. Hurry, Jack!
What the hell's in the safe, anyway?
You've gone too far this time, Wait. We're taking you in for murder. You'll swing for this.
Wait, he didn't do anything wrong.
He killed his own daughter, his own flesh and blood. There's plenty wrong with that. I'm reckoning you do well to mind your own business, stranger. At Innsmouth, we handle things by the old ways.
Not the old ways. Alright, so a quick little explanation here. The Deep Ones are some form of aquatic creature, some spawn loosely connected maybe with Cthulhu, and they are immortal. They can never die of old age, but they can still be killed physically. And so Obed Marsh kind of...
Nothing of it. It won't budge.
He kind of liked these people... And he met them on some tribal island and blah, 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 blah. There started some kind of interbreeding with humans and Deep Ones. And he brought that shit back to Innsmouth.
It won't
budge. And so basically, you know, a child of, you know, the two, once it reaches a certain age, like 40s or something like that, it slowly starts to turn into a Deep One. And then they go out to the sea and they live with the rest of the Deep Ones. So... some of these people in Innsmouth are not tainted like that.
It won't
open. As you can see, a lot of them are. They don't like the people that are not because, you know. And so the Esoteric Order of Dagon is kind of that whole thing going on. Alright, so the problem is I have the key. I don't have her actual birthday. That's my issue. Maybe that'll be connected to the store, but... I don't... Whoa, that was kind of creepy. Why are you still... I don't know. D- Damn you. Why is there creepy stuff like that?
Thank God I found you. Waite's been arrested for the murder of his daughter.
I know. It's my fault, Rebecca.
What are you talking about, Jack? What's your fault?
There was something in the attic. Some kind of animal, and I let it loose. It's all my fault. The police dragged Waite's off. He can't take the fall for this. He's done nothing wrong. We gotta do something.
Guilty or not, the Order will see him lynched for it. There's nothing you can do. Oh, you must have taken quite a bang in there, Jack. Your head's bleeding.
Yeah, I think I was out of it for a little while.
I see you've got some bandages. Use them on your head. It'll help you heal. You're not losing too much blood. You won't need a suture.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Oh yeah, I stole them from some poor old people. Okay. Oh, I think there's a button to heal. I don't know what it is. Let's see if I can quick heal the H. Okay. Alright, but since you don't have a health bar of any kind, I guess this is your health? Oh. What? Oh, left arm, right leg, left arm. Okay, yeah. I don't know. Alright, moving on. Loading. Okay. Oh, and the police barricade's gone.
It won't budge.
Alright, so what did he give me a key to? Waits right? Yeah, that's what I thought. So let me use this. No.
It won't budge.
Oh, the back door. Okay. I got you.
Oh. It's unlocked.
Yes, it is. Shouldn't really be anyone in here, right? Right? Variety store my ass. Why do you have pig? Maybe I don't know what a variety store. Whoa! Alright,
you don't look like your standard crook, sweetheart.
Jesus, you crazy sap! Who the hell are you?
Jack Walters, private detective. And considering your recent break-in and entering, how about I ask the questions?
Have you any idea who I am?
No, and I really don't care.
My family has influential contacts in the Order, so I'd advise you to mind your manners, sir.
I'm from out of town. The Order doesn't hold much sway with me.
Really? Out of town, you say? How interesting. I'm Ruth. Ruth Billingham.
Huh. You're Brian's broad.
Well,
that
I believe
figures.
You. But my Brian? Tommy gun don't...
I don't believe I know a Brian.
Yeah, right. I've been fed that line 1,000 times, and for much better liars than you. Look, Ruth, the rumor around town is that your lover boy's in the hands of the Order.
What? No, that's not true. They'll have him killed. It was all my idea. I just wanted a clean break from here.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. You're the detective. You think of something. I'll be waiting out at the old fishing cannery the next 2 nights, just past the abandoned railway station to Rowley. When you find him, give him this. He'll know it's from me.
You mean if I find him? Whoa! Whoa! Alright. And now I have to crack this code. Oh my god, I don't know!